The Park City School Board increased compensation across the entire school district last year. There are also additional new programs that require an increase in taxes. Superintendent Ember Conley says whatever the board eventually decides for a tax strategy, it will require a truth in taxation hearing.
We entered into a three-year negotiation for compensation last year. And then last year as well, added several classroom positions that were much needed to be able to reduce our class sizes for our students. So what we're looking at this year is continuing along addressing our same, keeping focused on our same needs, which is closing the academic achievement gap, making sure that we have strong English language arts programs for strong English foundation. And so there are some additions to that. Again, also being the year of safe and healthy, there is a couple of positions around counseling, mental health, and so that focus continues as well.
Utah code requires Conley to submit a superintendent's administrative budget to the school board. It's closing in on her departure date, so she hopes it will be approved in the next couple of weeks.
And so now it is the board's responsibility, given their roles and responsibility, to take a look at that budget, make decisions, and then start moving forward on how to fund it. We wanted to be able to finish it within the next couple weeks because of recruitment and being able to ensure that we have the best candidates in our candidate pool, because many of the school districts are already out there, you know, hitting the ground recruiting. So that's been the goal of both administration and the governing board.
Conley's Park City contract ends June 30th. She has taken a new job as superintendent of the Mesa, Arizona Unified School District. The superintendent she's replacing leaves May 25th. She wants to have as much interaction with him as possible prior to his departure in May.
Then my goal is to be able to continue having a seamless transition between myself and the new superintendent. And so I'm starting to, of course, try to transition. So it really is a balancing act right now. But I would say there certainly isn't anything that's falling through the cracks here. We have a strong team. We're really focusing on making sure nothing falls through.
Park City School District budget will get a $400,000 revenue boost from the state's additional 2% increase to the weighted pupil unit. It came in the final hours of the legislative session when lawmakers compromised with the Our Schools Now advocates to put more funding into education.
So that was really along what Todd Haber's projections were going to be. So that helps us. But again, we've been a leader in paying our teachers and our administrators what they deserve and setting that bar high for the rest of the districts in the state. So it is going to require a tax increase.
Conley says the details and timing on the truth in taxation hearings will come out in May.
The 10-day notice that has to go out, public notice, and then the hearing itself. And then it revolves around what we already have for meeting dates. So I'm going to say by the end of May, you'll definitely have all of those dates and those times for the hearings, and then moving forward into June.
Today's teachers are asked to do more than ever for their students. As a result, it's harder to recruit and retain good teachers, which is why Conley says Park City has set the pace statewide for teacher compensation.
When a teacher said, look, I can teach and I can be prepared and have that content ready, what I'm not able to do is when a family comes in and says, you know, my brother tried to commit suicide over the weekend and we're dealing with the stress of that, and now I have the siblings in my classroom and I'm worried about them. Those are things we weren't trained in teacher school. And I think that really has added some significant layers. And I think also Park City is different in this sense, but at the same time, schools have been the expectation to change and address community issues. You know, well, they're with you. You need to fix it. And in reality, this is, you know, our children. It takes all of us to educate our children.
The school board is scheduled to spend several hours in closed session during the next board meeting on April 17th. They'll meet with their recruiter to evaluate the top superintendent candidates for Conley's replacement. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.